Welcome to Small Town, your hometown podcast. I am your host, Matt Gass. Today we are going to talk about hope, something that this world, our country, my country, needs desperately. I want to shout out, though, to everyone listening and supporting this ministry. It's always appreciated when I get an email or a text or some sort of a message talking about the podcast. And I love how our little town, our small town, is actually growing quite significantly. So as you listen to this podcast, I just hope that you take this as your hometown podcast, your small town podcast. So let's dive into hope. And that's what we're going to talk about this episode. Now, hope is a noun, and it's a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen, or a feeling of trust. And that's coming straight from the Oxford Dictionary. And that's basically what we also see in the Bible, which is nice. It's very complimentary there. There are other words that the world says can be used as well, and that's wish or desire. And if you do a Google search, and this is what's really sad, this kind of is where, as I was prepping for this, I was like, well, let's see what everyone else is saying, you know, hope is. Because you ask a five-year-old or you ask someone of a different age, and they're going to say hope is believing in something that you know will come true. Or they may be like, well, it's something that you wish would happen but probably won't, you know, depending on their background, things that have happened to them, where they are in their faith and everything. So if you do a Google search, you find that the world has tried to kind of play this thing down. Hope is now to make a wish or something almost impossible thing. I hope that one day, you know, IU will win a national championship in football. You know, they're going to say, well, see, that's never going to happen, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's very played down. There's not a lot of meat to it. And that's what's kind of sad about it. Hope is, however, if you dig deep, you can find some gems in the Google search, which is sometimes not always fun. They say hope is commonly used to mean a wish. Its strength is the strength of the person's desire. Meaning that if you have hope and you have a lot of desire behind that, then you're going to make it happen. And that's basing it off of you. So what does the Bible say? But in the Bible is a confident expectation of what God has promised, and its strength is in his faithfulness. So we have a promise for God, and as long as we have hope and we have faith in God, then that promise will come. And we see that in the Bible numerous times. You know, we have a promise of Christ coming to earth, and we see that happening. We have that faith, we have that hope, and that desire for that to happen, and it does. And his strength comes from there. Now, first of all, I am not a conspiracy theorist. I believe some things happen for reasons. I see because of certain things. But if you know algorithms, especially for Google. So Google takes what people, what everyone's searching for, and they kind of, so when you type in, you know, a certain search, like hope, this is, you know, when everyone searched for the meaning of hope, this is what happens, or articles, or most search things come up first. So generally speaking, you get the correct answer, or at least what they believe to be the correct answer, up at the top of the screen. So I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but when you do search for hope and you find some things on these on the search engine, and it's sad when hope is just tossed aside and made weak. You find things where they talk about how hope is dangerous and left unchecked, unhealthy. So they're saying if you have hope in something, especially if it's unhealthy hope or what they deem as unhealthy hope, it's unhealthy for you. So they don't go into detail about faith or anything like that. So, you know, you can't take that for religion or anything. But in some of the articles it does get a little close to religion aspects of hoping for a singular God is unhealthy because it doesn't allow you to experience the world around you type of deal. And that is really, really unhealthy talk. That's also scary talk because that is literally telling you that your religion is A, stupid, B, not healthy for you, which is completely wrong. So what's sad is the Bible gave great strength to this word hope, and we're going to read some scripture on this where it gives a lot of meat to it, a lot of strength to it. And it's sad that we see the world soften it up, almost trying to take that from us. So if you have hope, they're like, well, you have hope, but it's pointless hope, you know, without even knowing what you're hoping for. It's like, well, you have hope, and so it's probably not going to happen, you know. They've made it so that the word is more of just a wish. And that's what we really need to talk about, is that Christ and God has said that hope is not just a worthless desire. It is a promise that if you're faithful, that it will come true if it's written in the Bible and it is biblical. Now, I'm not saying that you need to hope that your cancer is going to go away, especially if it's stage 4, or that your poorness or lack of money, if you have enough hope, then you're going to find money somehow. That is not the hope that God is talking about. We are talking about the hope of your spiritual life. We're talking about the hope of God's promise that Christ is coming back to bring us home where we belong, up with Him in the mansions with many rooms. And so, you know, they like to point out that, you know, I hope this and I hope that. We use it so regular that we lose the actual meaning behind it, the strength behind it. You know, it's almost as when someone nowadays says, well, hey, you know, I love you. It's so lost a lot of times. You know, love is a very strong word to be tossing out there as well. And so people tend to toss that out. A lot of pastors that want to just grab money, you know, they're just that prosperity preacher, talk about hope a lot, and they've really have watered down this as well, because they believe that if you hope in God, you will be rich, because there's one verse in here that if you just read that one verse, it means that you're going to be rich, which, you know, we've talked about that in the prosperity last season. But you need to really take hope close to your heart and really look into the scripture on it. You know, it's a promise by God when you read it. So kind of a funny, you know, our church just had, you know, a concert last night with the concert of hope, you know, and the promise that, you know, Christ is coming back. And that's what we wanted them to know. You know, we can help you find your spiritual path. We have ways on our website. We have all this, you know, this nice big concert of hope. And it's nice because we used the correct terminology for it. It wasn't, we hope it's going to get better. That's not what we were hoping for. We were showing that we hope and that our faithfulness will show that when Christ comes back, you know, we'll be told, you know, great job, you know, and that we have that place in heaven with Him, you know, my good and faithful servant. So, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and now I'm going to, and then when we come back, I'm going to go over this scripture that I want to talk about for hope, and kind of explain a little bit more in detail about that with what God and Christ has said about it. And we'll hear from David. We're going to hear from Paul. You know, we're going to hear from Peter. So it's a lot of different people. It's not just one. You know, it's not just Paul. It's not just, you know, David. It's numerous people. So when we come back, we're going to read some scripture. So we'll be back right after this commercial break. All right. And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff, your hometown podcast. Today we are talking about hope. And, you know, we went over some of the meaning, some of the things that are happening in the world today with the meaning, how it's being watered down, how it's being trampled on sometimes, as some people like to say, how algorithms and searches are making the word seem as though it is just a wish or a unhealthy desire. So really kind of putting against what God has said what hope was, or as we're going to see here in some scripture, what some of the other people say hope is. So right off the bat, let's start with Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope." So, you know, especially with the world today, with the country, or the country you may be in as well, from some of the news, there's not a lot of hope out there. We do have hope that, you know, Christ, we do know Christ will come back, which is a hope, because it will be fulfilled. It's prophesied in the Bible, obviously. But this is also declaring that gives us hope that there is something better, because we do know that this isn't our home. This isn't our final resting place. Earth is not my home. It's not where I'm going to stay. So there's always hope that I will eventually be with my Heavenly Father. Then we're going to go to Hebrews 6:19. So this is Paul. This says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil." So this is where we had talked before, where, you know, hope is an anchor. That's what secures us to our faith. Without hope, we have no faith. Without faith, we have no hope. It's a two-edged sword, double-edged sword, but it's also something that gives us peace, because we know with Scripture that we have a better place. So we have hope that eventually it will happen. That does not seem like a wish or a unhealthy desire to me. But I could be crazy, you know, conspiracy theory there. So we've got to look at all the Scripture, okay? And not water down the word hope. All right, so now let's move to Romans 5:5. And that says, "And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us." So hope does not disappoint. How is an unhealthy desire or wish, how is that going to not disappoint? How is that? That's a disappointment. They've literally taken the word hope and have turned it into something that is not even recognizable if you go by what the Bible is saying what hope is and what hope does. So once again, this is where if you are not regularly reading your Bible, you need to be reading your Bible. I do Bible studies on mine daily. I do anywhere from 2 to 3. I'm currently reading, you know, multiple books on the iBook app, because it's nice to read off my tablet and it's big and I don't have to use my bifocals all the time. I am of that age. So, but, you know, that's where you need to study. You need to be in depth. Also, you know, we've gone over what a good church looks like. So if you hear some of the phrases that I've talked about in the past, then, you know, it's a good place to go, and then you can get some good, strong spiritual strength. Okay, so let's go on to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. And it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So the living hope is Christ. I mean, right there it says, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, born again to a living hope. So right there, Peter is comparing Christ to hope. And that's what we do have. We have hope that once again, we leave our earthly home to go to our heavenly home where we actually truly belong. So once again, this doesn't sound like some, you know, some outlandish, you know, wish or desire that is unhealthy to me. That's once again, just me. Let's go to Psalms 42. So chapter 42, verse 5. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in the God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. So when we are low, when we are at that lowest point, when we are feeling either Satan's pull or we are in that period where God is trying to allow us to grow, because sometimes we go through rough patches in order for us to grow calluses. We grow in our knowledge. A lot of times we learn more when we are at our lowest than we are at our highest. A lot of the teams, take for instance a basketball analogy, you learn more as you're losing, when you've lost and you can look at the things, than you do winning, because you don't see your weaknesses. And this is where, you know, David was talking about hope in God. We may be low now, but we have hope because we know that Christ is coming back. So we have that hope that it will get better, because we know it will. We will be better because we'll be up in heaven. So once again, unhealthy? I don't see that. And then finally, we've got Psalms chapter 31, verse 24. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord. And that's kind of a calling card. That's kind of the whole, I've got your back, you've got my back. If you are struggling, take heart. Someone out there struggling just like you. And if you are struggling, someone has struggled like you and have moved on. They've been able to work through it, through the Bible, through Bible studies, through prayer, through help with others, through the church. Once again, it can be accomplished. You know, take heart, like it says, take courage. And know that as long as you're in the bodyhood of Christ, you know, there's a hope. We have a hope of our Heavenly Father's mansion that we'll be in. I mean, there's old songs that sing about it, so, which is kind of cool. So, you know, that's kind of the wrap up of hope. Like I said, there's a lot of things going on nowadays, so that's probably going to influence, you know, what I kind of do my normal episodes on. I won't get too political. That's not what this is about. This is about finding Christ in every day in small town, and especially in small towns here, because we're very close knit. And so hope is like a match. When you light that, it brightens up, and then it catches other things on fire, and we gain hope. And that's what's nice about a small town, is that we can, if one person can find that hope, then they start that, and everybody finds it. And that's what you need to work on. If you're losing hope, look around. And if not, then you be that hope. And find that in the scripture. And you just praise God like you can. And eventually you're going to get someone to along with it. And eventually you'll get a crowd. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. If you want more details, let me know on Facebook or Instagram. Just remember, I'm all over anywhere. I'm on iHeart, Pandora, Anchor, and everything like that. Tell your friends. I really do appreciate all the new listeners and everything like that. I really do. If you want to email me, you can email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com, or once again, just drop a message on Facebook. Until then, you know, have a blessed week, and I will talk to you next week.